A woman sits across from her Tinder date, frozen. He's just asked what she does for fun, a simple question that should spark conversation. Instead, she mumbles an excuse and flees the restaurant. This wasn't social anxiety. It was something far more unsettling. She genuinely couldn't remember the last time she did anything purely for herself. Her days had become an endless loop of work deadlines, family obligations, and household management. Somewhere along the way, the person she used to be, the one with interests, passions, dreams, had simply vanished. This moment captures a quiet crisis happening across millions of lives, particularly among women. We've been sold a specific vision of success. Lean in at work, excel at home, be the perfect partner and parent, contribute to your community. But what happens when checking all these boxes still leaves you feeling hollow? When the life you've built so carefully feels like it belongs to someone else? Think of Unicorn Space not as another item on your to-do list, but as the oxygen your soul needs to breathe. It's the active pursuit of creative self-expression that generates what researchers call an upward spiral of positive emotions. Each creative act building momentum for the next, creating resilience, joy, and connection. But here's what makes this so difficult. We've internalized a collection of toxic beliefs about our time. We tell ourselves we can't create more hours in the day, that responsibilities must always trump desires, that self-care is just another exhausting obligation, that pursuing creativity feels frivolous when the world is burning. These messages don't just limit our schedules, they slowly erase our sense of self. UCLA researchers found that in dual-income couples, wives spend most home time on chores, with leisure third. Husbands prioritize leisure first, chores third. This imbalance is physiologically damaging. Those doing more housework show weaker recovery from stress hormones, their bodies unable to reset. The pandemic exposed these inequities brutally. Women's unpaid labor increased 153%, 3 million lost jobs in 2020, and working mothers reduced hours for childcare at rates far exceeding fathers. Men continued avoiding household responsibilities, claiming tables for work, while women juggled remote jobs, homeschooling, and household management from bathtubs and closets. Denying yourself creative expression costs everything that makes you uniquely you. Relationship satisfaction erodes as resentment builds. Mental health deteriorates. America's anxiety epidemic isn't random. Your sense of purpose declines with age. Identity disconnects from what once made you vibrant. When Forbes lists pursuing passion and living out dreams as midlife crisis indicators, something's terribly wrong. Arianna Huffington captured this. Chasing flawed success definitions makes us miss what brings happiness, connection, meaning, impact. Creativity increases brain function, improves motivation, and can extend life. As psychologist Lisa Damore notes, mental health means having the appropriate emotion at the appropriate time and the capacity to weather it effectively. Creative expression provides that resilience. You need three fundamental permissions: to be unavailable, to burn guilt and shame, and to use your voice. Permission to be unavailable might be the most revolutionary. Flow, that magical state where time vanishes and you're completely absorbed, requires sustained, uninterrupted attention. Yet most of us, especially women, let our time expand infinitely to fit everyone else's needs. We've been conditioned to believe our time is always available, never truly our own. Recognize that your time is finite, like diamonds, precious and worthy of protection. Setting boundaries often requires multiple attempts. One mother announced her need for 2 uninterrupted writing hours and wore a unavailable post-it, but was still constantly interrupted. What finally worked? Clear communication about why the time mattered, making her boundary relatable through analogies her children understood, and creating a collaborative dynamic where everyone's needs for personal time were respected. Guilt and shame are invisible chains keeping us from pursuing what matters. Women perpetuate self-sacrifice because our culture ties good motherhood to putting ourselves last. The warning is stark. Shrinking yourself and your needs for the sake of your family nearly always feels like the easier option, but the story ends in the same sad way: a rageful and existentially exhausted mother. Reframe guilt statements into choice statements. Your children don't need a martyr. They need to see a whole person who values herself. Using your voice to ask for what you need sounds simple, but many women struggle with asserting their right to uninterrupted time. The breakthrough comes when you shift from a zero-sum mentality to a collaborative approach where both partners benefit. Framing matters enormously. "We need to talk," or "I need more alone time," triggers defensiveness. Instead, try, "I'd like to talk about creating more time for me, for you, and for us." This embeds safety and mutual benefit into the conversation from the start. Timing is critical. Wait until emotion is low and cognition is high to avoid emotional cascades. Create a communication container, a pre-scheduled time and place for safe dialogue. When you articulate your deeper motivation for needing creative time, partners are more likely to support you. One man shifted from announcing, "I'm going on my Sunday run," to explaining why, staying healthy for his family. This dramatically reduced his wife's resentment. Some couples treat time as a blank canvas rather than defaulting to togetherness. As one psychologist notes, the only way to release yourself is to release the other. Both partners deserve uninterrupted time for personal pursuits essential to individual happiness and relationship longevity. Rather than pursuing passion, which feels intimidatingly high stakes, start with curiosity, simply a desire to know, or like a hunger. One doctor followed his curiosity about virtual reality and pioneered VRX, revolutionizing medical treatment without surgery or opioids. Your emotional responses, happiness, engagement, flow, guide you to authentic interests, even when our own narrative is often fooled by the cultural narrative. One woman who left law for fitness coaching discovered her path by unpacking the moments I'd felt my best and noticing when jealousy revealed deeper desires. As you explore, temporarily silence practicality's voice. For women juggling two-thirds of household work, inspiration becomes nearly impossible when constantly problem-solving urgent tasks. Creative insights often emerge during walks or doodling, during diffused thinking, allowing subconscious problem-solving. Values guide you toward curiosities that fill your emotional buckets. Consider a remix approach, combining multiple passions into something uniquely yours. Test authenticity with the deserted island test. If you had a year on a remote island with basic needs met, what activities would naturally pull you? The key is intrinsic motivation, pursuing goals because they're inherently satisfying versus extrinsic motivation driven by external rewards. Once identified, take small, actionable steps forward. Connection transforms personal interests into meaningful relationships. When you pair creative pursuits with a share-with-the-world mindset, your work becomes more purposeful. Research shows that pursuing meaning, connecting to something beyond yourself through community, may be the true path to happiness. Share through embracing traditions across generations, helping others achieve goals, people are 65% more likely to meet goals after committing to another person, passing skills forward, or engaging in community service. Fear emerges as a significant obstacle. Women who've sidelined their talents for family responsibilities experience both a passion gap and a fear gap that widens with each child and passing year. Combat fear through preparation, researching, consulting experts, spiritual friendships, finding uplifting support, and action, taking the leap despite lingering fear. Remember your superhero narrative. Recall past successes when you confronted fear and moved through it. Creative expression wasn't frivolous. It was survival. People who found their creative space described profound transformations. "I feel like I'm breathing again." Another, "I'm falling in love with my life again." What changed wasn't their circumstances. It was their willingness to claim space for themselves. Complete beats perfect. Many women delay creative expression, waiting to be beyond criticism. Reframe your work as an ongoing series rather than a finished product. One author spent 13 years on his book before realizing perfection is endless. It was complete for readers, even if never truly done for him. Creative pursuit is often arduous work. The insight that enjoyable equals hard is counterintuitive but true. Break large goals into digestible bits, creating a basic shape, priming a canvas, testing a single recipe. Ritualize achievements with happy dances or cupcakes to reinvigorate commitment. Actively pursuing dreams creates a living legacy. Modeling unapologetic creativity normalizes everyone's entitlement to their own space. Life is a series of strategic tacking maneuvers. You know where you want to go, but changing winds require constant adjustment. Give yourself permission to follow new curiosities and reinvent your life at any age. You're a work in progress, a series rather than a finished product, and that's exactly as it should be.